This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Yeah, some guys are not like others, that's for sure. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we discuss this rumor, and you know I don't start them, I just talk about them once they're out, about Kyle Pitts potentially and his availability, and the Falcons saying, yeah, look, day two pick, we might start have a conversation. I still believe in my heart of hearts that he's going to be here when the season starts. That's what I believe. Unless somebody blows him away with an incredible deal. Look, it could happen. But I think, you know, when you start looking at when those kinds of things take place, Mike, they usually take place around the draft. And that's why the draft is so big. You saw the maneuvering and the deals and the trades and all of that stuff taking place. And now we're a year, you know, away from the next spring draft next year. And you say, okay, well, there's still the trade deadline in the NFL. There is, guys, but I'll be honest with you. The trade deadline in the NFL has very little impact. It is rare when a guy comes in and changes a team in the NFL when you get traded in, you know, 3 months into the season. So I know they moved the date up, but that's another thing the guy hit me up. He says, what if they just wait and do it during the trade deadline? Okay, they could. But I think right now, if you're going to do it before the season.
Right. And again, now, if Kyle Pitts is having a bad year, the value goes down. You're never going to get a day two pick. And by the way, day two, I want to make sure we correct this, get it right. Day two is round second and third.
Third.
Saturday is day three. That's rounds four through seven. And most of our audience on the text line says, we'll be lucky to get a fifth rounder for Pitts.
That's how I feel.
Right.
I just, you know, and again, you know, these teams, they're trying to make sure they get as much value in return. Hey, more on this coming up. We'll ask B-Mac about it as well. He's going to join us at 3:20. Bryant McFadden, of course, NFL analyst for CBS, as he joins us on Fridays. Also coming up, we're going to talk more about our Braves. And speaking of the Braves, at least we got one last night, Mike, before we get into our daily download. I didn't know what to expect after losing that second game and Smith-Schauber going down. He's now, you know, out at least 15 days, maybe longer. We'll see. But at least we hit the ball in that third game last night, and we got some runs, and I just felt a little bit better. Riley had a really good game, and Albies is on fire right now. For everything that we said about him struggling, and guys were asking me, is it time to have this conversation about Albies? It is, and it was. He has completely turned this thing around as of late.
Right. The hit streak continues. As we said yesterday, talking with our man Grant McCauley, it's not all doom and gloom. Yesterday it was nice to see Chris Sale just get up there dealing and see some clutch hitting. So, you know, again, it's early days, but there is that sort of eye test thing that you and I have talked about a few times where, man, you know, Matt Olson had a couple of nice hits. Can he build on that? Speaking of which, we've been crushing Matt Olson the last couple of days. But to lose A.J. Smith-Schauber, that's another thing you can add to your laundry list at the trade deadline.
Yes.
Now, Bryce Elder was dealing, and it was I never thought – remember I said to you a couple of weeks ago, never thought I'd feel bad about Bryce Elder going back to Gwinnett. But he really did kind of find that happy medium. He doesn't have overpowering stuff, but he was effective, getting the ground balls, pitching to the right kind of contact. So hopefully he can get back up and be in that same mix. Grant says he's in a good headspace. So unlike some other guys who've been on that constant yo-yo, Carl, from the big club down to Gwinnett, that Elder is hopefully able to handle it and be in the game and do some stuff because he's going to have to.
Red Sox in town, by the way. If you're wondering, where do we go from here? That series today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And then Monday's going to be an off day for the Braves, and they'll get back to it on Tuesday, June 3rd, as the D-backs come into town. And this is where the schedule gets a little bit tougher. We talked about this with Grant. Like, you know, the teams – I'm not saying that, you know, we're supposed to be clobbering teams because we really haven't clobbered anybody. But teams that are above 500, teams that are in the mix, the D-backs are a good club. We'll see what we do against the Red Sox tonight. But that series starts, and we'll get more into it. All right, Dom's back at the studio. He's doing all the things. Poll questions up, by the way, as we mentioned. Dukes and Bell 929 in regards to Kyle Pitts. Go vote. Right now, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Let's get to the daily download. Oh, it's the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks stay alive. And Dom back at the studio, can we hear Jalen Brunson talking about responding? And then on, you know, matching Halliburton. Mike, what did you think of Tyrese Halliburton last night?
Now you see him, now you don't. The bright lights of Broadway. I really expected more. We'll hear the soundbite coming up. But they asked Siakam about it. You can close these guys out, man. What's up with that? And Siakam gave, like, the Manson lamps. He was, like, staring down the writer from Indianapolis on that. But, you know, opportunities to do your thing, and they were really listless, especially in the second half.
They did respond. I thought their defensive intensity was off the charts, man. And, look, if they play that way for the next three games, they could get to the finals.
And if Cat can give you the baseline of 25, yep. Then yeah, more like you did in game three, certainly. And you know when push comes to shove – the refs will give you the calls there, Knicks, because NBA don't want to see no Indian Oklahoma City.
Let's hear Jalen Brunson on responding to the call.
Just happy the way we responded, honestly. Yeah, we came out and we had some energy in the way we played, and I was very proud of what we did. You know, we just got to replicate it in the first quarter of the next game and then continue to build on that.
111-94 was the final score. It felt more than that. But you go from 32-15-12, which is what Halliburton did,
right,
to 8 points and six assists. You were absent. And you deserve all the criticism that Mike and I have been giving Ant-Man. If we're not shooting enough and certainly not showing up for the T-Wolves, we'll see what he does in this next game. But that was a letdown.
And when they were looking for some spark, again, Carl and I spent a lot of time on this. Half-court offense advantage Knicks when it's regular half-court. Transition offense into the – yeah, that's advantage Pacers. But Nesmith, 1 for 5 from 3. And that's kind of like some of their secret sauce. All the guys, Obi Toppin, 0 for 4 from 3. So it's just their bench wasn't where it's usually been, other than Mathurin, who came in. Benedict Mathurin for 23 last night. But, yeah, the Knicks don't even have anything like that kind of bench depth. So then you get into going back to Indianapolis and then the fatigue factor. And can the Pacers just run them out of the gym coming up this weekend?
Here's Brunson talking about trying to match Tyrese Halliburton.
I mean, I backed against the wall. And so I wasn't thinking I need to play better than him. I was just thinking I need to help my team win. That's my mindset every time I'm on the court, just helping my team win.
So, Mike, let's talk about the Siakam thing real quick, because you felt like he was out of line?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a bad question. I mean, the thing is, everybody immediately, everyone is so soft. You know, you ask a basic question, why didn't you guys close out the Knicks? Where was your intensity? And then they immediately say, well, this is the same creepy writer that got banned from covering the Fever.
Right, that's
and
right.
Caitlin Clark,
yeah.
I thought it was a decent question, but Siakam took it somewhere else.
Did he ask, who's this guy?
Yes.
He asked that question? I mean, seriously. Like, there's a room full of media. You're in the Eastern Conference Finals. This is a national room filled with people from all different kinds of publications, and you got the audacity, Siakam, that is. Who is this guy?
Yeah, I mean, Greg Doyle asked Siakam how it wasn't possible to play hard enough in an elimination game. Siakam answered so he didn't bring enough energy and they needed to be better. But then, you know, later on, the stare down, if you will. I mean, and again, it's just so funny. Guys are just, you know, this is a non-story.
Correct.
You know, but everybody is so soft. The media is soft. The players are soft. But it just turned into a thing. And then everybody immediately starts attacking the guy that asked the question because apparently he had he asked a question which nobody got the joke to, and he was talking to Caitlin Clark.
All right, Dom, can I hear the Siakam talking about they played harder than us? I don't think this is the exchange that we're discussing, but you can go see it. It's out there on social media. And I just, to Mike's point, like, dude, you lost. Now you're questioning the integrity of some of these reporters. And again, do I think that guy is a creep? Yeah, because what he did to Caitlin Clark was weird. But at the end of the day, either answer the question or get up and leave. Take your fine and don't answer the question. Here's Siakam.
They played harder than us, I think. I think they play harder than us. You know, loose balls, like rebounds, like all that. We got to be able to win that battle.
And they did that in the previous game. They didn't do it last night.
The entire exchange, there's a lot to – you talk about, like, Siakam, you know, we just didn't bring the effort. He goes, how's that possible? Siakam, what do you mean? How is it possible not to play hard enough in game five? And that's what
it's
he just answered.
It's a great follow-up.
And then Doyle goes, my point is that you're saying you got outfought. And Siakam says, that happens in a game. That's basketball. Doyle goes, in game five of the NBA Finals? You good? You good, bro? You looking for something? I know, but damn. And that was it. And then Doyle, I just want to know. And then Siakam goes, no, but I'm telling you, though. I told you. I don't know what you want me to tell you. And Doyle goes, why don't you tell me how? That's all I'm asking for. So, yes, the reporter was being a reporter. And, yes, he was being a bit of a pain in the arse. Very Mike Lupica-like line of questioning.
Yes, it was.
But, yeah, he just at one point he just basically stopped and stared him down.
All right, man.
I think it's more about Doyle's creepy rep that turned this into no one backing Doyle up on a valid question.
No, that's fair. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Chris Sale reaches 2,500 strikeouts. Braves beat the Phillies 9-3 in a doubleheader split. I would have liked to have won that first game. Maybe we do if A.J. Smith-Sharver doesn't get injured. Mike, I mean, you know, earlier
Or if Daisbell Hernandez doesn't suck.
Oh, that's true, too. Harris saves a home run. There were lots of things that happened in that second game we didn't win. We won last night 9-3, and the Phillies won the afternoon game 5-4. Either way, Chris Sale, nice, man. 6 innings, 8 strikeouts. This is what we're talking about. Get to those quality starts, Spencer Strider, who, again, I say is not back, but this is what we're going to need. He becomes the 40th pitcher in Major League Baseball history to get to 2,500 strikeouts, joining Clayton Kershaw and Verlander and Max Scherzer as the only active pitchers to do it.
As we said, Ozzy continuing to do his thing. Hopefully, Metals is starting to stir a little bit, making better contact. Alves had a home run.
Yes, he did.
The exit velocity was only 94 and change.
Okay,
Carl,
wait a minute. Are you going to say that his exit velocity was not enough?
Hey, shout out to Mark Bowman, who gave me a shout out last night on Twitter. He goes, as my pal Mike Bell says, hit them where they ain't. And anyway, it was kind of funny because for those who didn't hear the exchange, we've been going on and off of this for a couple of days now. Other than when I said something about a certain ESPN baseball analyst, I've never had this much flack on Twitter. It's my baseball nerds are like another
nerds level.
Because, I mean, remember, whenever when I said we don't need nets and screens, I said just if it's, you know, if you're sitting on third
protect the fans.
To the right of your son or daughter. If you're sitting on first base, sit to the left of your son or daughter. And then just pay attention. Oh, no. With these exit velocities, it would be murder. You know, I mean, I used to be able to sit behind the dugout and not have a freaking net in front of me. Like, I'm literally all of a sudden on Wicked Tuna. You know, but anyway, that's the way that, that's the way we watch baseball. That got some response. But this analytics crap, so I was joking around, and some guys didn't get the joke. I'm like, yes, it's a home run, but what was the exit velo?
Yeah. Well, you mean people not getting a joke on Twitter?
Shocking.
On social media?
No, but these nerds are insufferable. But anyway, the point being, exit velocity is a bunch of crap. Yes, I mean, the math would say if you hit it harder, you're more likely to get a hit. But you can also hit a ball 94 miles an hour off the bat like Ozzie did last night and get a freaking home run.
Yeah, home run, drove in three. Luke Williams had a pair of RBI for the Braves. And the good news is we snapped a three-game losing skid. So Zach Wheeler had been dealing, by the way, coming into this game last night. He gave
up
six runs.
Yeah, he was 6-1 going into the game.
6-2 now, and he gave up six runs. So that's a positive for the Braves heading into the series with the Red Sox.
Lucas Giolito, his ERA is 5.27.
You remember when Chris wanted us to go get Giolito?
Yeah.
Huh? You remember that?
Chris's show is Chris's show. He'll talk about it tonight.
A few years ago, he was like, I don't know why we don't go get this guy. He's a bum. Yeah, let's just say
it's been media. You know the guy? Well, don't get me started. There was a guy that we had. We traded to the Angels. Remember we got Soler off the books?
Oh, yeah.
He actually wound up doing some things with the Mets. Eastbound and down. Grant Holmes, everybody's favorite Kenny Powers lookalike tonight. Braves, by the way, they are, what, a plus 115. Sox are plus, so no one, Vegas has limited confidence in both pitchers, but basically it's plus 115. That's not bad. Bet $100 and you're making a little piece of action right there.
Giolito's through, by the way, 7 scoreless innings in his last outing, gave up 6 hits. But last time he faced the Braves, for those who don't remember, this is why I said he's a bum. In May, this is May 17th, he was knocked out of the game after allowing 6 runs, Mike, and he gave up 3 home runs against us.
Right.
So we can hit him. And that's why I say that. We've owned him. That was 4 innings of work. We'll see what happens tonight in that matchup. Hey, real quick, Stanley Cup Finals rematch. It should be entertaining as heck when we see what we get from the Oilers and the Panthers. Who do you like, by the way, NHL Finals? Stanley
I
Cup.
Think the Oilers get them. I thought that was one of the best Stanley Cup Finals last year.
It was.
I got a bunch of – I used to have Panthers tickets way back when. The year of the rat, Carl. Remember 97? They went up against the Avalanche. But I think this is going to be a 7-game series. But I think Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, they got really embarrassed. And their coach, they were on fumes in Game 7. I think Edmonton gets it done. I'm going to say Edmonton in 6.
Okay.
How about that? But I think this is a rock'em sock'em. This is like Islanders, Oilers. This is good stuff. This is good hockey, man. These guys, it's style makes the fight, and this is a great matchup.
It is.
Stars coach blew it by taking out Ottinger last night. Pulled the goalie after just 2 goals. I think that's I mean, even though they got a little rhythm going, I think that just shows you're panicking behind the bench.
Yeah. Stars fans are hot. You know a lot of them there in Dallas, and they thought they had a real shot maybe to get to the Stanley Cup Finals, and they feel like their coaching let them down, no doubt about it. All right, guys, we're coming back. 4th and 1 is on the way. Also, we're going to get a chance to talk to B-Mac this upcoming hour. 3:20, he's going to join us. We'll talk to him about what he thinks about this Kyle Pitts story next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.